Today we are reminded of the shortness of life. The Bible says the span of our life is 70 years, perhaps even in strength 80 or 88. Yet they pass away quickly and we are gone. Where do the years go? The happy years of childhood, the freedom of youth, the busy years of raising children, the productive years of work and friends and community, the empty years and the harvest years, where do they go? Psalm 90 that we read said, "We fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered." I look at Barbara's photos out there in the entry. And in one photo I see this glowing, vibrant young woman. And in the next photo I see a wise and kind great-grandmother. And I think of the years that are in between those two photos, and I wonder, where did the years go? And what was Barbara's life in those years? We believe that we are children of God, that we came from God, and that we return to God. All of our years belong to God. And we have just borrowed Barbara from God for a time, and now, today, we are returning her to her Creator. We weren't quite ready. The years passed so quickly. Barbara lived a rich and full life. Her parents died when she was quite young, and she was adopted by her aunt and uncle. And she says that she had a very happy childhood. That she always felt loved. She grew up in the 30s in the Depression. Tough times. Her father worked in construction, and they moved around the West wherever work was to be found. Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, Oregon. It sounds like a difficult life, but she says that her mother always made every move an adventure. She always said when they came to a new place, "Isn't it exciting?" And she would research the new place that they had come to, and she would find out about it, and they would learn about it. And I'm sure that's how Barbara gained her lifelong love of learning. Barbara and her brother George, who's here today, grew up together, he says, sharing the back seat of a 1930s automobile, having a dividing line in the back seat. And they were best friends. Because when you come to a new town and you're a stranger, you can always rely on your family. Wherever they went, they always went to church, usually a Methodist church if there was one, but it might be Presbyterian or Lutheran or Catholic, or even in one town they went to a Mormon church. So she had a great background in the faith. Lots of travel. St. Augustine said that life is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page. And I think Barbara had a good education. Her book was wide. Barbara married Ray after his service in the military. And they had known each other in high school, but they were just friends until circumstances brought them together, and apparently both of their mothers sort of pushed them towards each other. But it was a good match. They fit each other well. Barbara graduated from Lewis and Clark College, and she was a teacher for many years. She loved teaching. I think it must have been her mother's excitement about learning that she got from her. Barbara and Ray had two children, Signe and John, four grandchildren and one great-grandchild, and she was extremely proud of her family. She was really devoted to her family. She was a woman of her generation who grew up in the 30s, went through World War II, came back and raised a family and made our country what it is. We owe a great debt to that generation. Signe and John told me that when they were teenagers, Barbara would always tell them before they left the house, "Remember, you have to live with your decisions." Sometimes she would say, "Don't do anything that would get you in the newspaper." That's called character formation. I think they turned out all right. Barbara was very active in her community and in her church. She had many friends, as we see today, and I'm sure there are more who would like to be here as well. She was loved by so many people. She was in PEO, she was active at St. Anthony's, she was in many book groups, she was in Witty Knitters, she volunteered at the hospital and the historical societies, at the museums. She just did all kinds of things, active in her community. She loved to play games, cards, and board games, and cribbage, and do the crossword puzzle. And I imagine that that was how she grew up in the 30s. What did you do for entertainment? Well, the family got together, and you played cards. And that stuck with her. She loved to travel. She and Ray traveled all over the United States, in Europe, in Japan. She especially loved Ireland. She says she wished she was born Irish. And I have an Irish blessing that Signe gave me that I will use for the blessing at the end of the service. Fought cancer twice, survived it. And I'm sure that was due in part to her balance in life, her faith, and her good sense of humor. She always seemed to be able to take things well. She served in every capacity in this church and was active for years and years. And she greatly loved by the members of this church. She was a rock for us. And I'm so grateful because I could always depend upon her for her support. What a wonderful woman for a parishioner. She was deeply loved by many and will be terribly missed. When I visited Barbara near the end of her life in the last few days, she seemed remarkably composed. She was quiet. She seemed to have sort of kind of withdrawn as if she was had decided that she was ready to let go. I said, "Barbara, are you at peace?" She said, "Yes, I'm at peace." You know, our reading from the Book of Wisdom said, "The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. In the eyes of the foolish, their departure was thought to be a disaster, but they are at peace." The circle is completed. The years have been brought to a good conclusion, and Barbara is at peace. We're here today in the church, in the presence of the symbols of the church, the Paschal candle, which reminds us of our baptism. The bread and wine of communion that remind us that God always feeds us and nourishes us. The cross, which reminds us that Jesus died for our salvation. And the flowers, which remind us of the resurrection of Jesus. And the fact that because Jesus was raised from the dead, we too shall be raised. All our hope is in the resurrection. Barbara's ashes are here. We will commend them to God, and later we will put them in the columbarium behind the altar, and she will go in a niche right next to Ray's. So they will be together. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Our years in this life are short and they pass quickly. But our years in God are eternal and they last forever. So we give thanks for the years of Barbara's life, and we commend her into the hands of God for eternal life. Amen.